Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all those who love books, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf, the program that dives into books. As Muslims, we have the duty to achieve spiritual growth for ourselves. So our responsibilities go beyond ourselves and our families. We have a responsibility towards our neighbors, our friends, people of other cities, and people of other countries as well. We live in a period of history where Muslims face many troubles. These issues are undoubtedly the results of our own mistakes and foreign intervention. Many opinions exist, and they are all respected, but I guess it's upon us book readers to consider the various solutions that have been suggested and ponder on how we can help other Muslims overcome their problems. Imam Khomeini is respected by many, especially among the masses. He certainly had an idea about what to do with the problems of Iran and, in a wider perspective, the Muslim world. Imam Khomeini has been quoted by the book Sahifeh Imam to have said, "Islam has come to unite all nations, Arab, non-Arab, Turk, and Persian, and to establish a great ummah called the Islamic Ummah in the world." Today we want to introduce a book on Imam Khomeini's view of the Muslim world. So let's take a short break and be back with the book.
Ayatollah Khomeini led his country in an attempt to restore the Islamic vision. This gathering on the anniversary of his death is evidence of the continuing popular support for the Ayatollah's message. The revolution was one of the most significant events of recent Muslim history. It opposed the West and restored Islam to center stage. It gave a lead to the whole Islamic world and made Muslim governments uncomfortable. But many ordinary Muslims everywhere admired the Ayatollah.
Welcome back to the Book Review Show on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. I was explaining that Muslims face many troubles, and there's a book out there that studies Imam Khomeini's view on the Muslim world. The book is called Imam Khomeini and the Muslim World, a collection of articles, and as the title reveals, it's a collection of articles by various researchers on Imam Khomeini's view about the Muslim world. The book has been published by the Institute for the Compilation and Publication of Imam Khomeini's Works, International Affairs Department. This institute has a responsibility to publish works by or about Imam Khomeini. So I have the book right here in front of me. It comes in 325 pages, and the contents are Imam Khomeini and the Idea of Grand Islamic State and Free and Independent Republics, Imam Khomeini and the Future of Cultural Center of the World, Imam Khomeini's 8-stage proposal for the attainment of the Muslim world's ideals, a discussion on the relationship between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Muslim world, how to attain political unity of the Muslim world in the thought of Imam Khomeini, the ideal account of unity in the conduct of Imam Khomeini, the ideal of Islamic unity in the thought of Imam Khomeini, the strategy of forging unity in the Muslim world, the Islamic State as a global state, Imam Khomeini and the unity of the Ummah, strategies of the global arrogance in confronting the Muslim Ummah, causes of the backwardness of the Muslim societies, impact of Imam Khomeini's movement on the development of parameters of the Muslim world, belief in the necessity of solidarity among the Islamic schools of thought. We're going to take a short break and then we'll read an excerpt of this book.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar, Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر.
You're back on IRIB English Radio listening to Bookshelf, broadcasting from Iran. Today we were explaining about how it's important to understand and have an idea about how relations with the Muslim world should be. I was introducing a book called Imam Khomeini and the Muslim World, which is a collection of articles on Imam Khomeini and his view on this subject. I'm on page 69 right now. It's an article by Firuz Dolat Abadi called A Discussion on the Relationship Between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Muslim World. Now consider that this is an article, so it has an introduction and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to just jump to the conclusion right away and read from there. This paper is an attempt to show that the criteria of integration with Muslim world have not been consistent of capital, technology, political support, and concordance on issues of human rights. Instead, it is based upon giving awareness to the individuals and units whose objective is the formation of a single ummah. Relying upon the monotheistic values that emanated from the pure Muhammadan Islam and resisting against the American anthropomorphic and polytheist political philosophical system, it can be able to attain victory. Certainly, it is attainable not through capital, technology, and concordance of views on some issues. The present and West-centered political system of the world is a hollow, barbaric, and harsh system that gives no respite to the petitioners. It understands nothing except the language of force. The system has a clear pattern for struggle. First, it takes away the sources of power from its own opposite systems, and then takes them to the farthest corner of the world, and it is not convinced except through absolute surrender. Meanwhile, the strategy of the Islamic Republic of Iran can never be anything except to continue spreading awareness. It is an approach that it has formidably and honorably maintained for many years amidst the severest military, political, cultural, and propaganda onslaughts. So basically, these are articles on how Imam Khomeini thought the Islamic Republic should function when it comes to the Muslim world. There's an article which is called The Islamic State as a Global State, and one of the parts is about the belief in monotheism. Let's take a look at that. God the Exalted describes himself in more than 40 instances in the Holy Quran as Lord of the Worlds. Hence, he is the Lord and Cherisher of all the worlds in which the human beings are included. Thus, the creation has been composed of vast worlds of which the human planet is but a small body. That is, universalism is a creational phenomenon before being a human phenomenon. Among the effects of such a conception of the creation is that it keeps the human planet away from the haughtiness and arrogance, fosters the sense of universalism, prevails over other than this, and strengthens its authenticity in the human personality. If we would recognize the universe as a constellation of planets, that human being with all his nations and countries is but a small constellation of the dependencies of the system of creation melted in the servitude to the Lord of creation. It is the same constructive role that the monotheist creed plays in the realization of the Islamic universality. As such, universalism is a manifestation of monotheism in the social life, and just as it describes the power and authority of God over the universe, it enhances the sense of universalism in the personality of man and makes it prevail over other feelings. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. If you missed it, no worries. This book was called Imam Khomeini and the Muslim World. And if you missed our program, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week and another program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you. Thank you.